Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. Welcome to another episode of the Empowering Dietitians Shorts, my 10-minute or less episodes that focus on reflection questions and affirmations for you to sit with throughout the week. Today, I'm helping you get ready for FINCI, WIND, or any future conference you might be attending. Hit pause before you go and reflect on your intentions for the conference so that you can feel more confident, aligned, and comfortable at the event itself. And if you are going to FINCI this year in Denver, be sure to listen to the end for ways that we can connect while there. Whether you're attending FINCI or the WIND conference that's also next weekend, or you file this away for another conference another time of year, Aspen, Today's Dietitian, a statewide dietetic annual meeting, you name it, we aren't really given a lot of guidance for how to approach these events, are we? And they can be intimidating, overwhelming, overstimulating, chaotic. And it's really easy to spend all this money to go and wind up feeling a bit like a deer in the headlights, or to come back from it and not be so sure that you really made the impact that you wanted, or maybe you wonder if it was even worth it. So to help you feel more confident at these conferences, to make sure that your strategy and goals and intentions for conferences are truly and deeply values aligned and meaningful for you as an individual, I encourage you to sit back and reflect on a few key questions before picking up your attendee badge on day one. Are you ready? Okay. Number one, what is my reason for attending? Number two, how does this conference align with my values? How does it align with my professional goals and intentions for myself? Number three, in what ways will this conference either challenge me, put me out of my comfort zone, or perhaps conflict with my disposition, personality, bandwidth, or nature? Number four, what do I need to feel supported, aligned, and regulated while at this conference? And number five, what are my goals or intentions for after the conference ends? Do I have time and space dedicated to decompression, reflection, and follow-up after I return? I'll interject here with a few tangible examples with FINCI. A dietitian who works predominantly with brands, sponsorships, recipe development, or maybe in retail, may place a strong emphasis on the expo portion of the conference in order to network with brands. A dietitian who desperately needs to rack up some continuing ed will probably be focusing on attending as many sessions as possible. A dietitian feeling a bit isolated and alone may plan their time at the conference thinking about how they can connect with dietitians who share their values or area of practice. An introverted dietitian may need a different approach from an extroverted dietitian. An intern will probably have different goals from a credentialed dietitian. And I could go on. It's really important to get clear on why you're going to a particular conference, what you're looking to get out of it, and what you need to thrive and feel supported while there. You can just go and soak it all in. I've absolutely done that before, and you may choose to do that, particularly if it's your first time going. There are no rules or absolutes here, but I will say it is much easier to get swept up in the hustle of it all, to wind up disconnected from your values, and for the conference to not have the impact that you were perhaps hoping for when you don't go in with a clear, values-aligned focus of what's important to you and what you need in this type of environment. And it may help to keep a few affirmations in your back pocket, which could be as simple as a statement reminding you of your intentions for the conference based on your reflections above, or your coping strategies that you may need to pull on while there. Or it could be a more aspirational or grounding reminder, such as, I ground myself in my values. I take the time I need to decompress. I embrace JOMO, or the joy of missing out, rather than FOMO, the fear of missing out. I make aligned, values-driven decisions regardless of peer pressure. I am enjoying my time here without pressure, guilt, or obligation. And I honor the difference between the discomfort of leaving my comfort zone and learning something that puts me up against a growth edge versus the discomfort of shame and judgment. Hold on to these and any others that resonate with you while you're there. And if you are going to FINCY this weekend, next weekend, whenever you're listening to this, I would love to see you there. You can find me Monday, October 9th, from 9:40 to 9:55 a.m., bright and early. I guess maybe not bright and early, but pretty early, leading a learning lounge session all about shifting away from hustle culture as a profession. And assuming I can pick up arts and crafts supplies once I get there, you can also spot me with a sign camped out on the floor or a bench of random convention center hallways, inviting you to stop by and breathe with me if you need a little break and decompression session. So if you see some brown-haired chick walking around with a giant handmade sign, it's probably me. And as a follow-up to this episode, I will also be airing a post-FINCY episode later this month to encourage you to reflect and set intentions around the follow-up component of conferences. So stay tuned for that as well. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are two things you can do that dramatically help to support the show. First, leave a quick rating and/or review on your podcast listening app of choice. This helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in spreading the anti-hustle message to dietitians far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, please don't be a stranger if you find yourself in need of that supportive space yourself. There are a number of ways to work with me, from one-on-one supervision packages to my course, Abundance, and periodic live classes and workshops. The best way to stay up to date on which of these services and offerings are available at any given time? Grab my free dietitian journal to sign yourself up for my email list at www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources.